Hello, I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton.
We're back with another edition of Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Last week, we bookended things with music. This week, bookending things with the stage.
Yes, tonight, the Brazos Theater Group is presenting Murder in Margarita Land, a murder mystery dinner event. It starts at 6:30. Tickets run from about $15 to about $28, depending on whether you're having dinner or not. It's out at their theater, which is out on Bosque Boulevard, and it's a summertime interactive murder mystery dinner event. So grab your flip-flops and join them for an evening of fun and food and prizes. And, of course, murder.
Getting into the weekend, Juneteenth activities on Saturday.
Yes, Saturday is Juneteenth. If you're not familiar with Juneteenth, it is the annual celebration of the day that the slaves in Texas found out that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed. It was actually a little bit after the time when it was actually signed. But every year, it's an official Texas state holiday, Juneteenth. The actual day is June 19th. But our celebrations this year are going to be on Saturday, June 17th. So two things going on. One is the annual Juneteenth Parade, which is hosted by the Syntex African American Chamber of Commerce. It will start at 10 o'clock on Paul Quinn Campus, which is on off of Elm Avenue, and then it'll proceed down Elm Avenue and end, it'll go across the Suspension Bridge and end at Indian Spring Park. And then a little bit later, starting at noon and going till 4 at Oscar Duconje Park, which is next to Carver Middle School, there will be a block party and voter registration event. This one is hosted by the Waco NAACP and Project Veer Coalition, which is a coalition that works on helping people get registered to vote. And they'll have all kinds of food and games and a raffle and a pinata and inflatables, and it'll be a fun Juneteenth celebration.
Well, also on Saturday, the Waco Walks event, the Cotton Belt Trail at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, we were actually going to have this walk a couple of weeks ago on June 3rd, and it got canceled because of the rain, but we'll be meeting Saturday at 9 o'clock at Trailblazer Park, which is off of Harris Creek Road, and we'll just be walking the Cotton Belt Trail, which goes through a nice wooded area. So we're going to enjoy the forest and skip stones at the river and have a great time. Be sure to dress for the weather. Bring your own water. You're welcome to bring your pets. But be prepared to scoop the poop.
Okay. Saturday night, the Breaking of the Fast, Islamic Center of Waco Iftar. It's their annual dinner, and that's at 8 o'clock.
Yes, all faiths and communities are invited to come and enjoy some food, visit with the local Muslim community, learn a little bit about their traditions, and help them celebrate breaking the fast during the month of Ramadan.
Okay. On Tuesday, you can welcome the new Waco ISD superintendent. A reception will be held for Dr. Marcus Nelson. That starts at 5:30 at Waco Multipurpose Center at 1020 Elm Avenue. A good chance to get out and meet the new leader of Waco ISD.
Yes. And then on Wednesday, the Cameron Park Rangers are starting a new program. It's going to be called Wild Wednesdays. And each Wednesday throughout the summer, they're going to host a hike in Cameron Park starting at 5:30 in the afternoon. You'll meet at the Redwood Shelter, and it'll be a great opportunity to learn a little bit of the history of the park and explore some of the great trails and even learn some tips about leaving no trace behind, learn a little bit about the plants, get to know your Cameron Park Rangers. So that'll be a fun time. Be sure to wear your hiking shoes, bring your own water, use some bug spray. And it'll be about an hour and a half, a fun walk through Cameron Park.
On Thursday, you can lunch with a legend. This happens at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes, if you had never done this program before, it costs $15. They meet at lunchtime, and it's an opportunity to hear from one of the Texas sports legends. This Thursday, it's going to be Jason Jennings. So if you are a Baylor baseball fan, you no doubt remember Jason Jennings. He was a three-time All-American and went on to play for the Colorado Rockies and then the Astros and the Texas Rangers. John Morris will be hosting the conversation during lunch, and you'll get to hear some of Jason Jennings' great stories from being a professional baseball player.
And Thursday evening at the Art Center of Waco, there is an opening reception for the exhibit of Mike Irvin.
Yes, if you like Southwestern art, Mike Irvin is an oil painter whose subjects usually have to do with some kind of Southwest ranching or Western theme. He's a Baylor grad. He had a whole corporate career in Dallas and then relocated to Clifton to paint full time. So come meet Mike Irvin and take a look at some of his artwork. The exhibit will be on display from June 23rd through August 5th.
Okay. At 6:30, there is a Texas Chefs 2017 Summer Fundraising Dinner.
If you haven't ever been out to TSTC and enjoyed the lunch program that their culinary department puts on, you are really missing out. And at 6:30 on Thursday evening, they are having a special dinner. This is the Texas Chefs 2017 Summer Fundraising Dinner, and it's going to be your chance to see Chef Mark Schneider compete for the 2017 ACF National Chef Educator of the Year title. It'll also be a fundraiser. They're hoping to raise enough funds to help the Heart of Texas Chefs with their community charity events and also to put an additional $1,000 into the TST Student Culinary Club account. So take advantage of this opportunity for some really terrific food. The menu is going to include fish, salad, an entree, and dessert. You're welcome to bring your own wine to go with the dinner. And RSVP, check the website for information about how to RSVP, but don't miss this great opportunity to have some really delicious food. It's $65 a person. It starts at 6:30 p.m. It's on TST campus at the Culinary Arts Center.
And it is limited to 90 people, so make sure you get that RSVP in. Okay, also Thursday, opening night for the Waco Civic Theater's presentation of Hairspray.
Hairspray, so much fun. If you had never seen Hairspray, it's set in the 60s. Tracy Turnblad, her one desire is to be on the Corny Collins show, and her dream finally comes true, but hijinks ensue. She has to work her way through fighting off the teen queen and making a connection with her heartthrob, Link Larkin, and at the same time integrating the TV network. So there's a lot going on in one production. All of these performances are going to be at Waco High in the Performing Arts Center at Waco High. It's kind of a partnership between Waco Civic Theater and Waco High. Tickets are $16 to $20. They start at 7:30. There's performances. This will be the opening night performance on Thursday, and then performances will go through July 2nd.
Okay, Ashley, so much to do in our big, small town.
I know. I love it.
Okay, you can check out the full calendar at actlocallywaco.org, and you can also hear an extended version of this on our website at kwbu.org. Have a great week, and we'll get together again next time.
Yes, see you next week, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.